Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean's on vacation, but we get to reconnect with an old friend, Cindy Perlman, who used to do entertainment reporting with us on Fox Thing in the Morning. She works for the New York Times wire service and is the entertainment columnist for the Las Vegas Review, and that's where we find her this morning. Hello, Cindy. Good to talk to you again. How are you?
It's great to hear your voice. I'm great.
Well, let's talk about Netflix first, if we can. This is kind of funny because their stock went up because they only lost 970,000 subscribers, but they were predicting they'd lose 2 million. So what's going on with Netflix?
You know, it's like you had a party and half the people didn't show up, but it's still good news. So, yeah. You know, Netflix only lost, they thought they were going to lose 2 million people. They lost 1 million people based on only one thing this summer called Stranger Things. Mm-hmm. That there would have been a real bloodbath without that.
Right. And so looking for in the future now, I know they're going to crack down on password sharing. What else are they planning to do to continue to be successful?
There's a lot of murky talk about ads, which is something that's been nice not to have on Netflix for all these years. But, you know, sort of similar to Hulu or some of the other streamers who have those annoying ads that pop up. Mm-hmm. So there'll be different tiers where you can opt out of the ads for more money. But they're talking about clamping down on 100 million households who are sharing the password with multiple people.
100 million? Really?
100 million. So everyone, watch out. Your Netflix might be canceled soon.
I guess. This is interesting. Jordan Peele's new movie, which is coming out Friday, has a Chicago connection. Talk about this.
Kiki Palmer's such a delightful young actor. She's from Harvey, Illinois. She's one of those cool stories. Her parents were actors, then they weren't. The dad worked for a regular company. Her mom's a high school teacher who works with autistic kids. But she was one of those kids at age 9. She was in Lion King on stage in Chicago. And she is the star of Nope, which comes out Friday. Her and Daniel Kaluuya, their brother and sister. This whole thing's been shrouded in secrecy from Jordan Peele, the director. But he admitted during our interview that it's about an alien invasion, a really scary one, the kind he'd like to see if he was watching the UFO movie.
Mm-hmm. And this comes out in theaters this weekend?
Only in theaters this weekend, and for some reason, Daniel Kaluuya is on a horse for half the movie. Right there, I think we need to see it. Why is someone on a horse for so long?
We'll find out. At Ravinia in August, there's a band that you like coming in, and it's OAR. What do you know about them?
OAR, which stands for Of a Revolution, great guys from Baltimore. Great band. I mean, one of the best top five live bands I've ever seen in my life, even covering music back in the day. But they have a new album came out last week called The Arcade, and one of the top songs is called Chicago. And it's all about the city and places in the city. What Mark Roberge, the lead singer, said, the band's always had a huge affinity to Chicago. Some of their best friends live here. And especially in light of their show at Ravinia on August 13th, they really said they don't want to be political. They don't want to do anything except play, let people get a break, and just have a really good time.
We have a little sample of their music. Let's listen to OAR here.
My head is always in the clouds.
They've got a nice sound, don't they? Very smooth.
Very smooth. Some of their old songs, it was a crazy game of poker and heaven and miss you all the time. Just a band with a lot of surprise hits, things you know that you're like, oh yeah, those are those guys.
August 13th, they'll be at Ravinia. One more thing about Netflix. It may be a good weekend for them because of this Ryan Gosling movie. What do you know about this, Cindy?
This is a great film. It's Ryan Gosling and Chris Evans sort of trying to revive his summer after the sadness of Buzz Lightyear box office. but two of them teamed up, not to give anything away, but one's a CIA top asset whose identity is known to no one until people start discovering who he is. And then there's a big global hunt by assassins that they have to kill him. So it's Ryan versus Chris, two really good actors and big time spy adventure from Netflix. One of their better films in a long time.
We'll get to more streaming stuff that you can watch starting this weekend. Dean Richards recorded that feature for us, and we'll play it after a break. Before we let you go, Cindy, tell us about your book, Ascenders, right?
Ascenders is a book. It's a book series. Book 5 just came out a few weeks ago, and it's about a young girl who grew up in Wheeling, Illinois, named Walker Callahan, gets in a car crash with her mom, wakes up in a new house, new town, and we find out Walker died last night. And it's a limbo for people who passed away young. Where do they go? They still have to go back to high school, but you're not allowed to visit your former life. And Walker and her friend Daniel need to do that. And their former life is all set in Chicago. So it's big races across the L track, fighting demons and ghosts, and big time science fiction fantasy type of book.
Sounds like a television movie.
Here's hoping, Bob. I had some producers option it, and they're working with a showrunner now. So fingers crossed.
All right. Well, we'll be reporting on you soon. It's Cindy Perlman in Las Vegas for Dean this morning. Thanks, Cindy. Good to be with you again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Now let's get to more entertainment news. Before he took off on vacation, Dean Richards left us his streaming picks for the week.
For new movies this week, Netflix brings its big budget blockbuster, The Gray Man, to your living room. Ryan Gosling is a CIA operative who knows too much. Chris Evans is the wild card agent assigned to hunt him down. The Russo brothers of Avengers Endgame fame direct. See it all starting on Friday. On Amazon, Billy Porter directs the LGBTQ plus rom-com Anything Possible, about a trans student who develops a crush on a classmate. Stream it starting on Friday.
Something really weird is happening.
Ghosts? I mean, come on.
For new series, Hulu offers the summertime Spookfest anthology, American Horror Stories. Season 2 spins more tales of terror starting on Thursday. On Apple TV Plus, there's season 3 of the dramedy, Trying, about a couple trying to make their dream of raising a family a reality. See it starting Friday. Now on Netflix, there's season 4 of the hit drama, Virgin River. Singles try to find cash, fun, and love in the sun in season 4 of the reality show Love Island, now on Peacock. And season 3 of the glass-blowing competition show Blown Away comes to Netflix starting on Friday.
American Pie blew up the world.
No one's ever written anything like it since.
In documentaries, Paramount Plus takes a deep dive into the making of one of the greatest rock songs of all time. In the Day the Music Died, American Pie. See it now. Starting Thursday on HBO Max, Ethan Hawke takes an inside look at the lives and love affair of Joanne Woodward and Paul Newman in the new docuseries, The Last Movie Stars. And for laughs, comedian David A. Arnold gets a Netflix special of his own. It Ain't for the Weak is streaming now.
Well, you can see more by scanning the QR code that's on your screen with your smartphone, and that will take you to a link for all my current and past movie reviews and home video picks. Dean Richards, WGN News.